It is Monday morning, and it is time for On the Political Front. This is NHPR's weekly look at state politics with our own Josh Rogers. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So, Josh, the weeks between Christmas and Thanksgiving often are quiet ones politically, but really not this year. There's two big issues right now. There's gambling and road funding. They've reemerged, as did former U.S. Senator Bob Smith, who, in a reversal, says he will run for the seat that he once held. It's now occupied by Jean Shaheen, of course, that heats up that race. Let's start at the State House. Friday, the special panel looking at gambling regulation released its draft bill. What should we know about that?
Well, people should know that this bill envisions a casino with 5,000 slot machines, 150 table games, and an $80 million licensing fee. All of those numbers, you may recall, come out of the casino bill backed by Governor Hassan that died in the New Hampshire House earlier this year. The other key thing about this bill is that it calls on Governor Hassan to appoint a 5-member gaming commission, which would have the power to approve a casino.
So if lawmakers were to pass that bill, a casino could follow without the need for separate standalone vote by the legislature?
That's certainly what it looks like. And given that those who oppose casino-style gambling are taking this quite seriously, the lone vote against the proposal on the special committee did come from Attorney General Joe Foster, who said to back this bill was to endorse a casino, which he won't do given the social costs that come with gambling. The New Hampshire Coalition Against Expanded Gambling and Casino Free New Hampshire, two anti-gambling groups, will be fighting this hard. They concede this proposal and other casino bills are likely to get through the state Senate without incident, so they're going to be focusing their lobbying on the New Hampshire House, which has never passed a casino bill and voted last year's down by about 30 votes. So while the concern over lack of a regulatory scheme was, and, you know, that was part of the reason the casino bill failed last year. So, it'll be interesting to watch this debate and see the extent to which Governor Hassan gets out in front on this, as she did last year.
The same goes, I imagine, on another tough issue, paying for transportation projects. Last week, Transportation Commissioner Christopher Clement was warning that funding shortfalls are a really big problem in his department. Republican senators, meanwhile, proposing a bill that would index the state gas tax to inflation. Now, that's a tax the state has not raised since 1991. So what can we expect there?
Well, Rick, like the casino debate, this one is fairly familiar to watchers of Concord. Transportation Commissioner Clement has been calling for more funding for some time. He gave a House committee a pretty grim forecast last week. The bottom line was that without more money soon, the state would, as Clement put it, have to do less with less. Starting in fiscal year 2016, he said there'd be deep reductions in road and bridge maintenance, including salting and plowing of roads. All of this, he said, would just hasten the arrival of more expensive road maintenance problems in the future. Clement also said without more money, the widening of I-93 between Salem and Manchester will grind to a halt in 2016.
How much would pegging the gas tax to inflation affect that?
Well, this is a proposal from Jim Rausch, a Republican out of Derry, and if his plan were to take effect and the tax would go up about 4 cents next year under that plan, that would mean about $20 million per Commissioner Clement. That's about the highway. That's roughly the highway fund's annual deficit currently. So if the tax went through, which may be a tough go in an election year, it might push major problems into the next biennium, but it won't, it seems, and certainly if you believe transportation officials, won't solve the problem alone. And by the way, the first cut of the state's new 10-year highway plan was also rolled out last week. It had roughly $1 billion worth of proposals included that don't have a clear source of revenue that can raise the money to pay for them. So the gas tax versus casino debate or the gas tax and a casino dynamic we saw last year seems likely to continue. But again, big things rarely happen in an election year, so this too will be interesting.
Before you go, Josh, let's talk about Bob Smith and a certain former Massachusetts senator who's kind of been hovering around the state as of late.
Yes. 2 months after saying he wouldn't run, former Senator Bob Smith has reconsidered and says he will seek the seat that he held from 1990 to 2002. Bob Smith mostly lived in Florida since state Republicans basically tossed him over the side to elect Johnny Sununu in a very contested primary back in 2002. Smith twice ran short-lived Senate campaigns in Florida. And for those who don't recall Bob Smith's politics, he's a staunch conservative on social issues like abortion and gay rights and a big supporter of the Second Amendment. Smith also waged high-profile and often quixotic battles on behalf of constituencies such as monkeys used by NASA, retired circus animals, and Elian Gonzalez, the Cuban boy who was orphaned at sea as he and his mother tried to escape the Castro regime. Smith has obviously won big races in New Hampshire. He served 3 terms in Congress before his terms in the Senate, which is certainly more than you can say of the other candidates who've thus far signed up to challenge Gene Shaheen. So, again, very interesting to watch.
What about the Scott Brown talk? Is that going to continue, you think?
For the time being, certainly. Scott Brown was here again on Thursday in Londonderry. He again dodged spelling out whether he actually intends to challenge Gene Shaheen or just act like he might. Along the way, Brown was caught on tape mentioning voters of Massachusetts like he was still in his home state when he clearly meant to say voters in New Hampshire. Not the biggest deal, clearly, but it got lots of national attention. And it's true that a Bob Smith-Scott Brown primary would have been pretty hard to foresee even a few months ago. And I've got to admit, it's still a little bit hard for me to get my head around at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Ray.
That is Josh Rogers. He joins Morning Edition each Monday for On the Political Front, a look at New Hampshire politics. You can follow Josh, by the way, on Twitter at Josh Rogers and HPR.